I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And guys, welcome to the silly. So listen, DJ Hey Cousin technically is not here for this episode. However, he is a part of a personal stories that I want to share with you. So if you are new to the channel or to the well, technically to the channel, if you're watching this on YouTube, FYI, you can watch this podcast in video form on YouTube on the Professionally Silly Podcast as well as on Spotify. So if you are listening to this on the Spotify app, look down. You can see my face. That's what she said. So if you are new, I am a paranormal investigator, have been since I was in college. Okay, it is what it is. It's always been a thing of mine. Ever since back in the day on the Sci-Fi Network, Ghost Hunters became a thing. I realized, oh my God, you can do this? Okay, yeah. And so I've been into it since then. And I decided to take DJ Hey Cousin, a.k.a. Wesley, on a paranormal investigation with me. Now, I have my own paranormal channel on YouTube. It's called Paranormal Blacktivity. And so that is something that I do. I don't put up videos over there as often as I would like because going to location takes up a lot of time and money, meaning getting to the location and all that stuff. Not to mention the editing process is very, very extremely tedious. And sometimes it is very difficult to get to these videos to get them up in a timely fashion or as quickly as I would like to get them up and dealing with my normal YouTube videos that I post on a channel that's already monetized and the podcast here, which is, you know, I'm not making no money from this. It's really annoying. but anyways, a new Paranormal Blacktivity video is coming this Friday, today, if you're listening to this podcast the day that it comes out, today. And I'm really excited about it. I took DJ Hey Cousin to the haunted forest that is literally, well, it's back there in my backyard behind the house. So I've experienced some crazy things back there. I've done past videos there before. DJ Hey Cousin has never done a paranormal investigation until that day. So that video should be up today and on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. I was able to interview him and ask him like what it was like having, you know, doing a paranormal investigation for the first time, you know, things like that, to get his take on the experience. And you might be surprised on his reaction on that. So make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. I'll put it probably in the show notes or the description box, or if you're watching on YouTube, it's like a, I don't know, like a card up here somewhere. I don't know. We'll figure it out. You can just click stuff. So when we were there, there was a few times where we had a lot of experiences while we were out there. And I asked DJ Hey Cousin, I said, hey man, I want to ask you a question. And I'm going to ask you the same question later on after showing you the evidence that I've gone through for our investigation, because, you know, there's a lot of audio and video footage to go through to see what you can hear and or see. And so I spent hours going through all this footage, and he hadn't seen it. He still to this moment has not seen the full video of our paranormal excursion, if you will. And so I asked him a question. I asked him once before he saw the evidence of our experience. And then I asked him again after he saw the evidence of our experience. So let's go ahead and play the before. So after this experience, without having seen any of the clips, without seeing the evidence, Do you see yourself doing this again?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yeah.
I asked a specific question because I was very curious, having have lost loved ones, you know, in my life, especially my mother, you know. And I asked the spirit, I said, when you get a chance, you know, do you visit your family when you can? And the spirit had a response. I heard the word, yeah. Now, we were using the Necrophonic app, which is an app that you can download on your phone. I think it's like $9.99. And what it does is it just kind of runs through different words in the dictionary. Pretty much spiritual, like, ooh, okay, these are words we can use this. And it kind of worked the same way with EVPs during with a spirit box when you're using the radio frequency waves to communicate with you. Anywho, it helps us talk to spirits in real time. That is what the Necrophonic app and the Spirit Box does. And so the Necrophonic app, it can come out a lot clearer. So let's go ahead and take a listen to this audio. Do you still visit your family when you can?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see it.
That says hell yeah. So what you heard there was me ask the question, and then the spirit say, yeah. And in the video, which you will see on the Paranormal Blacktivity video, or maybe you're seeing this right now on YouTube, you're going to see Wes is holding a K2 meter. And anytime any type of spirit goes towards that K2 meter, it reads its electronic frequencies and it makes those lights go up. And if it goes from green to red, it means that spirit's energy is very strong in that location. And that bad boy lit up after somebody said, yeah. So after, now that's just one of the experiences that Wes had. Okay. That's one of them. Okay. Of the evidence that he saw. Now, after I shared with him probably about 5 or 6 more clips, I asked him the question again. But, so now I want to re-ask you that question. After this experience and after hearing the evidence that you heard, do you see yourself doing this again?
No. No, not at all. Never again. No, I'm traumatized. PTSD, so, or and other letters.
Okay. I'm going to make him do it again. No. Now, mind you, he jokingly did say no very quickly, but he also added a few other things, saying that it was a very interesting experience. It was very, like healthy in a way, kind of knowing that he wasn't the only one. Like, we weren't the only ones out there, and we shared our thoughts on that as well. So if you want to go ahead and check out the full video on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, you can find it. I literally posted it this past Monday, so it was this week. You can find it. It's right there. All right, guys, make sure you subscribe and you rate and review. It is extremely important. I cannot grow without you. Go on Apple Podcasts, give me 5 stars and say something positive. And the same with Spotify, because, you know, they are the podcast gods. Also on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under the episodes that you're listening to. It kind of works similar to YouTube. You can literally talk to each other and reply and all that stuff, from what I understand. So it's kind of cool. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get to our POC Excellence segment. And if you are new, the POC Excellence segment is where I go ahead and I give my flowers to my beautiful people of color who have done astronomical, amazing fucking things. And we go ahead and we share them with you guys. I may have a small platform, but here's the thing. Oops. But here's the thing, ladies and gents, I like to use my platform for good, even if I only got 3 listeners. All right, guys, let's go ahead and hit it. POC Excellence segment coming up right here next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. This POC Excellence segment is coming from the Instagram page at Black Wealth. I follow them. I enjoy them very much. And the tagline that got me was, first of all, this handsome black man in his amazing ass black suit. I mean, this amazing blue suit. Homie is looking amazing. And the tagline says here, after being jailed 3 times, he then became the youngest judge in Pennsylvania at age 27. That caught my eye. And I said, oh, this black man might need to be on my POC Excellence segment. Let's go ahead and get it. So it says here, now, mind you, this was posted like 36 weeks ago, and I am just now seeing this. But you know what? It is old to them, but new to us, and I had to share it. It says here, in 2018, age 27, Judge Hanif Johnson became Pennsylvania's youngest elected judge, motivated by his personal experience with law enforcement. During his teenage years, he found himself handcuffed repeatedly, questioning an unfair system. He noticed unequal treatment due to appearance and community realities. So I have some interesting highlights about Hanif Johnson that I want to go ahead and share with you. So he was elected at just 27 years old, youngest judge in history, black man, mind you, in 2018. Now, he was arrested three times as a teenager, but he did manage to turn himself around. He claimed that sports saved him. Which makes sense. It does teach, you know, a lot of, teaches you confidence, patience, and all kinds of, you know, teamwork, all kinds of wonderful things. So that does make sense. He became a state champion and Division I All-American in track at Penn State. Go Nittany Lions. That's actually a family school. So, you know, what's up on my daddy's side? What's up, Nittany Lions? What's up? What's up? What's up? My daddy's a Morehouse man, but his brother worked with Penn State University for quite some time. So Uncle Terrell, may you rest in peace. So he says here that he himself experienced unfair treatment himself. So he likes to judge himself with compassion. Not a lot of judges do that, but he likes to judge with compassion because he does have firsthand knowledge of what it is like to live in circumstances where you're automatically seen as unredeemable. You know what I mean? And a lot of these people in law enforcement, whether it's judge, lawyers, cops, what have you, they tend to see black folk and brown folk and maybe even some yellow folk out there as, oh, well, fuck them. And so he decided, I'm not going to be a part of that. So here we go. Now, mind you, he is an elected official, which means he did not have to have a law degree to do this job, which is interesting. That is so 1952, I didn't even know you could still do that. So he actually considers the real impact of fines and rulings on everyday people. He also coaches track at his old school, and he mentors at-risk kids. He also serves in the U.S. Army Reserves, and he leads youth programs. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He won re-election in 2023 with support across both parties, Democrats and the other ones, Democrats and Republicans. So first of all, Judge Hanif Johnson, here are your flowers, you beautiful, educated, amazing black man. Yo, heart bigger than the Grinch when it breaks through the little steel barrier. Big ass heart, bro. I don't know why that was the analogy. That are you speaking of black people? weird segue there. Did you know that black people actually live in Scotland? I did, but a lot of Americans did not, especially black Americans. They were shocked. We're going to talk about it next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
So I've obviously seen that black Scottish TikTok is trending. So I just thought I'd come on here and say hello. And honestly, I'm not shocked that like a lot of Americans didn't know that there was black people in Scotland, because even going down south to England with my friends, which just for reference is an hour away by flight, you have people going, oh my God, I didn't know there was black people in Scotland. Do you live on a farm? Etc. So yes, it doesn't shock me that Americans are now like, oh my God, there's black people in Scotland.
What's happening, Black Scottish TikTok? As someone that's been on and off with this content thing for a good while now, before it was cool, I've just been sitting back and watching this one unfold, and I've got to say, guys, yous are making me laugh. The Americans, I don't even blame yous for not knowing that there's black Scottish people here, but people from London don't know there's black people in Scotland, so.
Yeah, what is it with all these Americans just finding out about black Scottish content creators? This is genuinely unreal. Like, I feel so special right now. I'm looking through some of my comments, and some of them are typing, but y'all exist. And I'm just like, aye, we do, there's black cunts in Scotland, mate, just normal cunts like me and you. Like, I'm flicking through some of my comments and some of them are still typing, like, y'all are rare gemstones. And it's like, it's weird, because like, when I'm reading the comments, I can actually hear myself in an American accent, it's fucking weird, man. But aye, there is black cunts in Scotland and we do exist, so yeah.
Guys, honestly, I love you Americans so much. Like, I'm so happy that you're intrigued to know what it's like to live in Scotland and stuff, and you've found my TikTok and you've found other people's TikToks. So I've seen all your questions and you guys have so much, like, you are so intrigued to find out so much.
My friend was saying that Americans have found Scottish black people, and then I look at my comments and they're literally flooding my comments about talking about we found you. Girl, I've been here. We've been here. No, for real, but we've actually been here for years and just no one recognizes us or our talents.
Honestly, like, the best part of us Black Americans discovering Black Scottish people that is most amazing to me is that we can finally put on front and center that our education system sucks. Because, baby, we did not know about y'all. Let me tell you something. I am learning so much right now. I've never wanted to go to Glasgow, whatever, I want to go. Like, it seems so lit over there. Everybody seems like they're just enjoying themselves. And, like, we're over here stressed, baby. Do y'all know why we're stressed? I don't know if y'all see our news. There's this big orange guy. Like, we are stressy. And I gotta tell you, seeing y'all over there in Scotland, it's giving frolic. It's giving, we need to go over there. Like, I'm straight up hating. Like, yes, we have a million questions. What is the food like? I mean, like, where do y'all go and hang out? Like, we know nothing. Please tell us more. Like, I'm following every single person I see. Like, I'm like, please come pick us up.
This Black Scottish thing just shows you how isolated the media in America is.
Americans surprised. Black Scottish people not surprised. So it just shows you, they are like, why are you guys, what?
I always bring it up. There was a class at FIT and it was like a global pop culture, something like that. But it was about like global media and like South Korea, whatever. But they always talked about how sometimes the media just disseminates things here. They don't show global affairs. You have to go seek it. And ever since then, I started seeking out because I realized how isolated our media is.
Oh, it's a shock for me because apparently, and here's a shock, not the fact that there's black people in Scotland, but the shock for me is that people didn't realize that black folk is in more places than America and in Africa. Like, we allowed to live other places, stop it. But also, it's a shock to me because a lot of motherfuckers don't know the history. Do y'all know that our ancestors were taken, sold, and transported all over the world? Y'all didn't know that? And when slavery became illegal, Texas, you was late as fuck. Hello, Juneteenth. Also my birthday. some motherfuckers decided to go ahead and stay where they was at. Some people traveled around trying to figure out where it was safe. You know what I'm saying? So we all over this motherfucker. Negroes is everywhere. And guess what? No matter where we live, we all season our food. I know it. I know it. Now, I don't know for a fact if the Scottish Negroes y'all just heard use Lowry's or not, but they probably do. We don't know. But there's a good chance. There's a good chance. Also, can I just say that Scottish black women are fine? Can I just say that real quick? They are fine as fuck. Or at least the ones... at least the ladies in this video. I haven't seen every Scottish black woman, but if that's what I'm saying, okay. Okay, well, maybe I'm blinded by the accent when I think about it. I love a good accent. That's possible. Listen, Negroes is everywhere. Accept it or don't accept it. It's up to you. I don't know, and I don't care. All right? Have you heard? Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard these morning routines can rejuvenate your body? Let's go ahead and talk about that for a second. I don't know about y'all, but the older I get, I realize that my body can use as much rejuvenation and juvenation as it possibly can receive. Juvenate me, then do it again. You feel me? All right, so this is coming from Instagram page at mental.aspect. You may remember them. They're the ones who told us how we can properly disappear legally in Japan. Thanks for that. So they have more information to share with us. So it says here, your morning set the tone for your entire day. What you put into your body first thing has the power to heal, energize, and transform you from the inside out. So try these natural morning boosters. Your skin, digestion, and energy will thank you. Hashtag morning healing. Hashtag natural detox. Hashtag glow from within. Hashtag healthy habits daily. Hashtag mindful nutrition. That is the last hashtag. So let's go ahead and share the post. It says here, having watermelon on an empty stomach in the morning deeply hydrates the body, helps flush out toxins, and gives the skin a natural glow. First of all, I want to appreciate at mental.aspect on Instagram telling everybody black folks secret. See, y'all know we are naturally known for, we're naturally predisposed, as Dave Chappelle would say, to liking fucking watermelon. Y'all also know that black don't crack. Is there a correlation? None of your fucking business. Let's go to the next thing. Next thing. Eating papaya first thing in the morning supports digestion, eases bloating, and promotes liver health. Well, all right. If you enjoy doing a lot of drinking, eat some of that papaya in the morning. Might help you out a little bit. Here's another one. Consuming 7 dates, the fruit, not like people. Consuming 7 dates on an empty stomach provides an instant energy boost, improves digestion, and strengthens bones. I should really eat a papaya or two because my knees sound like pop rocks. Okay. Drinking fresh celery juice in the morning balances stomach acid, cleanses toxins, and enhances skin clarity. Enhances skin clarity. I should definitely get on that because I have like dark spots and all kinds of random shit going on with my skin right now. The older I get, the more angry with it I get. I'm sick of this full ass beard goatee that I'm fucking growing. I'm tired of it. Waxing is difficult. I don't feel like doing it and I don't feel like paying for it. So, you know, I end up doing it because I don't feel like paying for it. But it's not done as well as if I paid for it. It's a whole thing. Bittersweet kind of shit. Starting the day with beets, you know, the vegetable, I think fruit, vegetable. Yeah. Starting the day with beets on an empty stomach improves blood circulation, detoxifies the liver, and increases overall energy. So get you some beets, celery juice, dates, papayas, and watermelon. Make yourself a fucking salad with that, and you're going to be able to take on any Marvel enemy or villain that's out there. I promise you that. I don't quote me on that. Quote me. Don't quote me on that. Oh, man, I can't stand myself. Have you heard about KFC is finally correcting a mistake that everybody knows that they fucking made? They're bringing back, or have brought back, the potato wedges. They're back. They're back. And I'm getting this, by the way, this is coming from, I found out, from Instagram page at The Shade Room. And they shared a post, I guess looks like a picture that KFC posted somewhere, most likely Instagram or X or some shit. And it's at KFC. They responded, "Here, damn." And there is a picture of a potato wedge. It's about goddamn time. I don't know why y'all took it away to begin with, honestly. KFC goes on to say, "You asked a lot, and we listened. Wedges are back." First of all, who told you to take the wedges away? That was the best damn thing y'all had on the menu. It was the potato wedges and those honey barbecue chicken wings. Everything else in your menu is garbage. Absolute garbage. Original recipe can suck a titty, but I mean that disrespectfully, because I like sucking a titty. I ain't gonna hold you, but I mean that in a rude way. Okay, anybody who says KFC is their favorite fast food fried chicken establishment, you know, they're fucking psychotic. Do not trust that person. Do not make that person your emergency contact. They will let you down. They've already done it by their chicken choices. And I'm standing on business. Kristen, if you're listening to this, which I'm sure you're not, I love and respect you, but I do not respect your chicken choices. Young Tinda. If you're a Bird Show listener, you understand that. A P1, you know what I mean? All right, so so let's go ahead and take a look at some of these comments here. It says here, this is coming from at Denzel Crispy, fun name. I don't even like KFC like that, but this marketing is gold and I'm going to get me a large. No facts, fuck KFC. And Miss Pretty Ricky says, where the honey barbecue wings while we at it? See? I said the same fucking thing. Where the honey barbecue wings at? At Awesome Cloud, Claudia says, and don't change it the fuck again. Like, no facts. Who told them to get rid of it? At @n_my_lane says, letting these kids run corporate social media accounts is a highlight of my days. No facts. And then there are, and then the rest of the comments are just everybody saying, bring back the honey barbecue wings. I'm not alone in that. That's mentioned 77 times at the very least. Understandable. Those wings hit the motherfucking spot. KFC, you brought the wedges back. Okay? Yeah, if you bring back the honey barbecue wings, maybe will actually eat at your spot. And it won't be just white folks and black folks who don't have other choices. Maybe you'll make some more money. Bring back the honey barbecue wings. That's where I'm at. Have you heard about problems at High Noon? Yeah, no, not the time. And no, we're not about to, like, you know, shoot each other at noon. I'm talking about the drink. I believe it is a beverage that a lot of white people enjoy. And the reason I think that is because it's a vodka seltzer. That is the whitest shit I have ever. That's whiter than White Claw, which I enjoy. I ain't gonna hold you. This is coming from at the Bananas Podcast Instagram page. As you guys know, I love the Bananas Podcast. They are amazing. They are done by Exactly Right Media. Shout out to Kurt and Scotty. They're amazing. Check them out. I do enjoy them. But they did share this on the Instagram page. This is actually something that came from CNN. And the tagline that caught my eye was, recall issued after some Celsius energy drinks were inadvertently filled with High Noon vodka seltzer. So there are some people who are drinking Celsius energy to just kind of keep their days going. They probably got fucked up because they got some vodka seltzer instead. All right, so they share some information here. This is coming from CNN, apparently. It says here, High Noon has issued a voluntary recall of certain vodka seltzer cases after some cans were mislabeled as Celsius energy drinks. The concern is consumers could accidentally ingest alcohol. The Food and Drug Administration said 12-pack cases of High Noon's Beach Variety shipped from July 21st to July 23rd contained cans of its vodka-based seltzer that were mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe Sparkling Blue Raz Edition. The brand is recalling two production lots. So High Noon has said that it was a labeling error from the can supplier. So they're real quick to put that on the can lines. Now, mind you, and I'm just now seeing that there is a comment in this section here coming from @AquaWerd, W-E-R-D, Aqua W-E-R-D. It says here, labeling error from the can supplier? I worked on a canning line. That's not how that works. You have the tanks full of the product and you load up the matching cans to the product. Putting the blame on the people who supply the empty cans isn't how that works. Okay, so we have someone who actually works in the can supplying industry who's like, they're fucking lying. Fuck them. There you go, man. So I don't know. I don't know if the locations of this is actually posted 2 weeks ago. So I don't know if your local location who has Celsius Astro Vibe Blue Raz Edition has, you know, the stuff. But I mean, I'm not a lawyer or nothing, but, you know, if you can get you some, maybe you can sue somebody. I don't know. I'm definitely looking for it. I don't even like Celsius like that. But, you know, a lawsuit, you know, maybe. I'm playing, y'all. All right, y'all. Next on the Professionally Silly Podcast, we have another listener who decided to call in because they want to vent about something. And I honestly don't even know what it's about. I'm going to listen to it along with you guys for the first time. So let's go ahead and see what our listener has to say. Next, coming up right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.
So, I usually try not to vent about my son's father, but I'm getting better at not being so, like, aggressive toward him. But I just have to say, like, I feel like of all the people in the world, he is by far the first person that I've ever known in my life to be hatched. He has to have been hatched from an egg. There's no way that that lady gave birth to him through her birthing hole. There's no way. She's got a cloaca, and she hatched him. She laid down on the ground, and he came out like a bird. And I feel like that is what made his brain so jacked up, you know, because, like, he comes over here in the morning, he has to pick up my son to take him to school, and then for the rest of the day, he can just do whatever he wants to do, right? So he comes over here, he's wearing the same shirt and the same pants for 8 days in a row. 8 days in a row. So you can imagine he smells like waste management every single time. He smells like a fresh 8-hour dump truck for garbage is coming into my house every day. His mouth smells like poo. It just smells like poo. It smells like fermented, dry-aged shit. And I just don't know. I'd be like, hey, your breath smells bad. And he's like, why are you always trying to put me down? Why are you always trying to, like, make me feel bad? I'm not, but it's been 4 days, and it smells the same. Like, it's just getting older and older and older. It's not like wine, my man. Just wash your mouth. And then he comes, he gets my son. He takes my son to school. And then now I notice my son don't want to brush his teeth. You're not going to sit up there and be Swamp Mouth Junior. You're not going to do that. And then yesterday, I come back home on my lunch break. He's in my house, laying on my couch, naked from the t-shirt down. Okay, it's bad enough he already looks like he's as pregnant as an elephant. Only at the belly. The rest of him is skinny, like the little aliens from the MIB thing. The, you know, Pachanga, those guys, naked. And he was like, oh, it's just comfortable to be like this. My poor dog is in here traumatized. I got to go get my little therapy because I don't know what she saw. I don't know what she saw.
Not him being hatched like that. She said he smells like waste management. Like he's a thought truck. First of all, I got a lot of questions. Like, one, who is kissing this fermented, dry-aged man? Who is? And I also want to know, first of all, he has no right to be naked on your property for any. I don't care how good it fucking feels. That's not his goddamn couch. That's not his goddamn home. And your poor dog, yo, we need to set a GoFundMe for her traumatized dog. The fact that this dog had to put up and see this, we. GoFundMe, get that started. I'm gonna go ahead and donate the first $2 to go ahead and get you started, boo, because that's messed up. This man sounds like a complete waste of time and space, and I am so sorry that he's in your orbit. But definitely protect your son from that garbage bullshit that's going on. You're doing a good job. We can have another man running around here with a nasty smelling mouth. There's enough of those mofos out here. Do your thing, man. Yo, that's crazy. I cannot. Yo, all right. So 805-664-1828. This person left this message on Friday. Oh, at 4:20 p.m. I love it. Happy 4:20. And we actually have two more voicemails, and I'll play one next week and then one after that the next week. And if you too want to join in on the vent line, give me a call. Once again, the number is 805-664-1828. Get it off your chest. Is it your neighbor? Is it some naked guy on your couch? Maybe. Is it your ex? Is it your current? Is it your parents? Is it your dog? Is it your neighbor's dog? Who knows? Call me, get it off your chest. We'll put you in the pod, and I will disguise your voice every single time unless you specifically ask me not to. And you have to ask me that in writing. If there's anything that you can learn from this podcast episode, it's Black people live all over the world. Stop. You're being ignorant. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Stop, you're being ignorant. If you watch South Park, you're amazing. Professionally silly. Life rules. I honestly have not seen the newer South Park episodes, if I'm being honest with you, but I kind of grew up around South Park. I think I got up to like season 19 or 20 and just kind of forgot because there's so many things to watch and I just... I haven't been back in a minute, but I think they're on Hulu or Disney Plus. I don't know. Oh, that's the same thing. Okay. I think I have South Park. I got to get on that as soon as I figure out what my password is. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are fucking titties. I love your face, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. I do. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me every week. And if this is your first time listening, I hope that you decide to come on back because there is a lot of silly going on and it's just me. I do all the editing and all the stuff, so I'm exhausted, honestly. So I hope that you guys can show your appreciation for all the hard work that I do and the entertainment that you've gotten by doing something free, by clicking the like button, the thumbs up button if you're watching and or listening to this on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel if you're watching this on Spotify or Amazon Music or... I don't know, especially Apple Podcasts, 5-star reviews, written reviews, especially positive ones. There's a reason why podcasters are asking, nay, begging for that every episode is because we need it. We cannot grow. I've had this podcast since 2018, and I am still on the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. And my happy gay black ass cannot grow without your support. Okay, so listen, Alphabet Mafia, hook me up. Black folk, hook me up. If you got titties, hook me up. If you enjoy titties, hook me up. You know what I'm saying? Support me. I could use it. And it doesn't cost you a thing. It's amazing. It's amazing how that works. Shout out to the listeners, guys. I love you. I love you. I love you. Once again, don't forget to subscribe to the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. You don't want to miss all the random ass things we do there. We do vlogs, challenges, all kinds of silly, funny things. MetaQuest 3 VR gameplay and also other types of things. Lives. You don't want to miss any of that. If this is your first time listening, I hope I didn't scare you off and you decide to come on in and join in the silly and binge the episodes that you haven't heard yet. And also, you know, share the podcast with a friend. Let's go ahead and start a cult. Let's do that. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. That is where you can get photos and things pertaining to the podcast. Photos, pictures. Photos are pictures, aren't they? My bad. Photos, videos, and other things that pertain to the podcast, including all kinds of reels and things like that. You can also check out the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. We have a good time there, just random fun time. So go ahead and you can communicate with each other there. We can do polls, all kinds of fun things. I do lives there for the podcast every now and then. You don't want to miss that. God, I feel like I've said a lot of things. What else? It's just me. I'm tired. I've been up since 4:30 a.m. Nay, 3:17 a.m. today. It is now 4:39 p.m. currently. It's been a minute. Almost 12 hours. No, it has been 12 hours. I'm tired. Listener submissions, if you have some ideas or some jokes or stories or ideologies, I don't know, share them, send them in to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, or you can go ahead and utilize that Google Voice number, leave me a message or text me at 805-664-1828. Check out down below in the show notes all the information you need, the phone numbers there. My link tree with all my social medias is there. My P.O. box information is there. My Twitter. Actually, no, that's a lie. I don't really do Twitter anymore or X, whatever it's fucking called now. My TikTok, my Instagram, both my YouTube channels, all of that down below in the show notes / description box. Well, I guess that's it. Once again, let me do sexy. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. I don't know if it was sexy. It was just weird. Anyways, I'll leave you with this. You may have once made a decision that saved your life without knowing it. And if you have and you know exactly what it is, send in that email and or voicemail. That's a story I'd like to share. Until next time, you decide to tune in, pee silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.